Okay, then he says here, So during Maggid is the Indian somehow need to keep the matzah uncovered, but then when you take the kais, you cover the matzahs. Now the Mishmur brings down a sifkatan ayin aleph, the kair kol agada, the ain loyma ba'aseba. But we don't do a seba by a gada. Rak, the aim of the yira, shla. The shla held, shla brings down, the shmur is quoting it, that you're supposed to say magid with the aim of the yira. With the aim of the yira. Then there's the issue of how to say vinoima or vinemar. That's the end of the mishmur here. Each one going to their gersa of their god they're using it. Now women have to be careful to say Gamliel because according to some Rishonim, if you don't know the reason for the mitzvah, if you don't know the reason for it, and they're chayv matzah mara. So if they're not going to know the reason for the matzah mara, according to some Rishonim, not fulfilling the mitzvah kitikuna, and according to some Rishonim, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. So even if they said the esamakos, and they said other parts, but it's important that they should understand this. My house, my father used to call on the women to read it in English. So make sure everyone understood. Okay, so then, that's Tafayin Gimel. Tafayin Dalet, if anyone has to leave, sorry for keeping you. Tafayin Dalet, so we're up to already the second case. Now our meaning is Shaisikai Shani, the Mechaba holds the aim of our That's the sheet of the Mechaba. Hagav, a minig bein Ashkenazim, Levarech Brach Rishaina, a kol kais vekais. Aber Brach Achrena, and Brachim Rakacha Achrena, the Vav Chindas, Reva Gaina. So the question is why? Why, Taka, do we make a bracha on each kais? So there's a very interesting Taz and Magen Avraham and Gra going through this inyan. And is it because there's a hefsek, or is it because each one was niskan on a different mitzvah? And there are a lot of chidushim that come out from the raid of the Taz and the Gra, which is negated Hilchos Brachos, actually. But Akamon, we're not going to get into it right now. The Maisa, our meaning is that we make a bracha Rishayna on each one of the Kaisais, and we do not make a bracha Akhrayna. The second Kais will, anyways, be patted with the Berchasa Mazin. Now, okay, and then we have in Tav Ayin Hey Yito Yodav Yivarch Al Tisidayim. So now you're washing your hands, and over here you make a bracha Al Tisidayim. Now before the Netila, you should remind everyone that they're being mekayim the mitzvahs Asi of Achilas Matzah, and that they should eat it by Seba, and also that they shouldn't speak out until they shouldn't talk until after at least Kairach. And b'shas the bracha of al achilas matzah, they should be mechavin also for the achila of the afikoymin, because the Shartzi and Simtov Ayin Zayin Sifkat Dal brings down that from Rashi and Rashbam it's mashma that's with the afikoymin that you yoytze the etzem mitzvah of achilas matzah, just to be mesaken to make the bracha in the beginning of the suda. And therefore be'emes need to mechavin with the bracha to pat also the afikoymin. And according to them, bevada, you have to eat a baseba. Now, what's interesting is that we find this in a few places in the Seder. You start the mitzvah, and you're not actually finishing the mitzvah until way later. One example is if, let's say, someone doesn't have karpas, it says you should eat mara, and then you start eating the mara, then you carry the mitzvah later on. Over here also, you're making the bracha al chilas matzah now, But you're not being mekayim the mitzvah until afikayim according to these rishonim, which is also a chiddush that as long as you started, it could continue. Anyway, so it says over here. So you make this diamond bracha. So you're holding all three matzahs, the two whole with the broken one in the middle. And as we spoke about yesterday, the machlekes harishonim, on which matzah is the bracha of alachilas matzah going on? Is it going on the shalem or on the broken? And therefore, your kavan is that it's going on whichever one is supposed to go on both of them. And you make the bracha of Hamoitzi, and then it says here, Vivarach Hamoitzi v'alachilas matzah, and the bracha alachilas matzah, v'achar kach yivtza me'ashleima al yoyna, u'me'aprusu mishteim b'yachad, you break from both of them. Now, I forgot to mention, also by Rachza, the Bi'alacha says something which is important to know throughout the year. Says if you were careful, you were a Masich Das, and you were careful to keep your hands clean, didn't touch anything that's metame the Yadayim, then how can you go ahead and wash again and make a bracha on the washing? And the chari, you were careful because throughout Magid, you're not allowed to touch Mekayim some Mechusis and things like that. So how do you do it? So the Mishmur says over here, says Vim Natal Ein Lo Levarch Shem Yeh Brach Levatala in the Bir Halacha. V'anochan shebayifin ze yitame yodav kodem anatila kidei shiuchal avarach. You should touch your shoes. Touch the bottom of your shoes. Touch something that you'll have to make. It's just an interesting idea that your ladder bedavka touch a mokam kidei, then now you'll have to wash your hands to make a bracha. But that's what he says that one should do if they're not sure. Now, what?
Not talking to explain to children what's going on, you
should
also shouldn't say anything. Shouldn't say
by what?
After
you demand something
until
explain to them beforehand.
You shouldn't even talk about anything that's going on.
Explain to them beforehand. You must explain to them beforehand. Tell them, we're going to do now. We're washing. We're going to eat a kisayis of matzah. Then when we finish that, we're going to eat a kisayis of mara.
You can't talk to after mara either.
Until after karach. Until karach, right. Then we're going to eat karach. Right, until after karach. Okay, so we're making the bracha of Hamayis and Achilas Matzah. Now, the general minig is that you hold the three matzahs by Hamayis, and then we drop the bottom matzah, we make Achilas Matzah, and then we break off a kezayis from the top one and from the middle one. And like we mentioned yesterday, that's enough to work with a small share of a quarter of a matzah from the top, a quarter from the middle. B'yachad, you're being kind of shita of the big kezayis.
Quarter of the middle means a quarter of the matzah.
Right, correct. Now, now, also, you're eating it b'vas achas. What does it mean b'vas achas? So I think we spoke about that a little yesterday. Also, that there are those that want to learn that you have to chew up both kezayisim in your mouth, and then to start swallowing, which is dangerous and impossible without matzah, so don't try it. To chew up both gezeis in your mouth and then start swallowing, it's too sticky and thick. It's not. So what it means is that you should eat a bevas achas at the same time. Either eat by into both of them at the same time, or one after another within the shear. There's a shear of kedei achilas pras. What's the shear of kedei achilas pras? So there are many shitas to this. The chatchila, it should be within 3.5 minutes. If someone needs more time, you have up until 9 minutes. I don't think it's so difficult. If you eat the right share, meaning you don't overdo it, I personally don't think you need to have a clock and look at the clock, because then, like Rav Yada says, you're eating for the clock rather than eating for... You're too busy looking at the time. You're not... I think it's very doable that you'll be able to get it within 3 minutes or even 2 minutes if you want to be marked for around 2 minutes. Now, the time begins from when you start swallowing. So you can chew up whatever you can chew up. You don't have to stuff your mouth. You chew. Then you start swallowing and you continue eating. And it's very doable. Like someone walked out yesterday's Shabbos Gadol. He said, okay, so it comes out. I don't have to eat so much matzah. I don't have to have bitter mara. And what was the third chiddush? And gracious, right. So she said, oh, that's right. Okay, anyways. So as Abanim, so you have the Shev Kedechiz Pras. Again, someone who's older or weak, it's hard for them to eat the shear. One kezayis is enough. And be'etzim, the inyan of eating two kezayisim is inside the lundas that we mentioned. Because the suffix, what the bracha al-chidus matzah is going on, is only on the mevarech. But someone who's taking matzah that the bracha wasn't made on, or someone that's not making the bracha himself, he could l'chatchil be yaitzah with one kezayis. If he doesn't want to be makpin on the big kezayis. He doesn't even have to eat two kezayisim. What? The remarkable minichas am sefer was that the hamaitzi was maitzi, everyone, and alchiz matzah, everyone made their own alchiz matzah. But if you make your own alchiz matzah, then you need to have excise from both. Ramesh said also it's toiv that everyone should have matzahs in front of them, so that, right? So you can eat from those matzahs.
If you don't know what your minich is about women making the alchiz matzah or not,
then you might see them. Yeah? Okay, now the Mechaba brings down over here. Mechaba brings down that they should, where is it? And you dip it into salt. Me and the Mechaba is learning that like the whole year. The Rama brings down the Eina Minig Letaba Bemelach Belad Rishena Pasnok Ein Tzarch Melach. Says Machlekes Mechaber Ramah, if you need to dip it into salt or not, perhaps it has to do with the reasons of dipping and all that. But also Atz Zeicha for the Lechem Oini, so we don't dip it in the salt. There are those, or some the Raivin has decided to say that maybe it's also Mikar Dim because then it's Matzah Shira. The Maisa Yesh V'Yesh. There are those that dip it, those that don't. It's interesting in the Simanim. There's no dipping in the salt. I don't know if it's right or not, but okay. So then we have Maitzi Matzah. What? You can't be mevatel halacha for shinui, right?
That's the bottom.
What do you say?
We also said that part one of simanim. Not
shinui. I mean, rochus is the shinui. Maitzi matzah is a shinui. What's dipping? That over there, over here. Should we? We'll have the same kasha. It doesn't say ma'im achronim either in the simanim. So is it that this Baal HaSeder held that there's no ma'im achronim b'chlau like that shita? Or is it that dafka lel Pesach there's no ma'im achronim? Okay, but anyways. Akobarim, so we have here says that then it says, so you had Maitzi Matzah, you ate your share of Kezayis for Bikol Echad. Then we have, V'akach Yikach Kezayis Mara. Take Kezayis Mara. V'yishke'enu Kulu B'charoises. V'lo yishenu B'seichu, but don't leave initially, V'at Tamriros. Mitamzeh Tzarech L'nair HaCharoises Me'olo V'yivarach HaLechidus Mara V'yichlen B'lo Yaseba. You shake off the Charoises. Some people scoop up all Charoises. It's not right. You're supposed to dip it in to kill whatever that bug. Kedei l'ham is the eres shebeseichai, and some places don't even have the minig that you mash stick it in, just dip it a little, and then you shake it off, and you eat away out haseba because it's a zeich for the avdas. So once you eat by haseba, rashai, but the minig is that you don't eat it with now exactly what the charis is made up of, we're not going to go into right now. Also, some have the minig to wait to pour the wine in until right before Maitzi Matzah over here, then to pour the wine. Now there's a question. Okay, so that how much is Exayis Mara? So there's I don't have the measurements right here, but more or less, if you have one of the like the bigger leaves, like that's like this like a leaf that would fit onto this sheet. That's already for sure a Exayis. There are those that are machmir for a bigger share of kezayis, so that will be a little bigger than that.
What's the bigger sheet? leaf.
The leaf. The leaf will fit on it. Like a full leaf. Yeah, a full leaf. I didn't bring in a picture of it, but one big leaf should be enough. Again, Mara is drabanan, so we're more mekel. With the small shiurim, and karach also we're mekel. By the matzah, by karach also, you have to eat the smaller shiur. That's what it says. V'yichlem b'leis ba'achkach noitel matzah shlishis, u'b'tzei b'imena, u'v'karchim ha'mara, u'tevelis v'charoises. Some people have many not to dip in a charoises, some people do dip in a charoises.
So
k'zayis ha'mara, but we work with the small shiur. K'zayis ha'mara and k'zayis ha'matzah. And that's a mishmur brings down the bir halacha. Kasha le'amir zuevi hefzik bein bracha lekricha. So how can you say it over here? So therefore, there are many that are need to say zeichel mikdash kehillel after you eat the kairach. After you eat the kairach, then you say zeichel mikdash kehillel. For the bracha of Moitzi Matzah.
Even though you already ate.
But it could be not being kind of mitzvah according to Hillel, even though it's only Zeichel and Mikdash. So he talks about that. He says, V'dachi loim digam amir zu hevi minya suda, v'bem is loim atzasi l'shem pais tika l'hai lish l'shkazim v'chaber rakasu l'kricha zu Zeichel and Mikdash, avlo yizkiru shiyoim is Zeichel and Mikdash, v'ulai lav davka kasim v'chaber v'yime, asher tzach mitzchila atzchil, Veludus Tafina Vmin Sakhnam. Yeah, that's why there are those that do say before. Okay. So that's Eichel Mikdash Kehillel. Vaichel Biyachad Baseba, you eat it with Haseba. Meshaberach al Achilas Matzah. And once you made the bracha on Achilas Matzah, so then Lo Yasich Bedava Shein Minya Suda, Sheikh Krichazu. Mechav himself says it, Kdei Shetala Berechas Achilles Matzah, Berechas Achilles Mara, Gam Lekri Chazu. Okay, now. Okay, the next step is not yet. Bala Matzah. Now, it says, Bala Mara Lo Yatzah, the Tam Mara Be'inan. So we mentioned yesterday that L'chaira, if our Mara is not bitter, so then was the vart of tamatzah, bala matzah, yoytzah, you don't need to taste it, but mar you do. So he quoted the teretz from the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, ain't l'shul, don't ask that kasha, because so since some of the mara is bitter, and that mara you're only eating because it's bitter, those meanim, so those you have to taste. Today, ain't l'chalik be minzu l'minzu, they said, mara you always have to taste, whether it's sweet or bitter. That's what he writes. What? But matzah it says yeah, it says bala matzah yotza. It's now what's interesting.
What else did you make the second bracha on the second curse of Hagafen we said before?
Right.
And said if somebody's not keeping active and just doing the seder with.
Okay, let's go say if let's get off topic for a second. Kairach also, there's different ways people do kairach. Some dafka kairach is mashma. Some say a sandwich with two matzahs and mara in between. Some learn no kairach means that it's just one matzah with mara on top of it. Yeah, no, it's like wrapped, right?
Wrapped?
I don't remember who, but
the lettuce is wrapped around the matzah.
No, I do remember. What, Shurkin said that?
Yeah, every year. It's really
good. What did he say? What did he say?
You wrap the matzah in the mara.
Oh.
You wrap, yeah.
You wrap it over and
around. Yeah?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Who does that?
The
Shurkin. Wow. I know, I thought I remember also, I guess, some say that's dafka. My father used to say the matzah with the mara on top of it, not to make a double sandwich. I guess it's kind of from the same thing. That's what my father used to say. Not wrap, but he used to say you should put the mara on top of it and eat it that way. Maybe he did wrap it. I have to ask my brothers. I don't know. Well, he used to use chareim because he didn't want to have to check so much. So you couldn't wrap it, but it could be if he used romaine lettuce, he would have wrapped it. Interesting. I have to find out what he did in the later years, but I wasn't there. When Romaine lettuce was already easier to have. Even though we were there for the last 2-3 years of his life. I don't know. Okay. But he definitely used to say that. Okay. Fine, we're almost done. So now that's okay, this is tough, I'm hay. This is Agi, if you want to see the Indian of eating matzah, the rest of, it's interesting, Halachi and Siv Zion says, Ein chiv achilas matzah b'lai rishon b'vad, and then we have the raid, if we have mekayim a mitzvah with eating on the other nights or not, the grod and the tziv and all. Hagav and nogol asis sholish matzah, so say the isarin, zechel lach me toida, v'oisemem simin leida ezer rishayna oishni oishlishis. You make three matzahs, and they make a simon, which one was the first, second, third. Manichin rishayna el yoyna, shnei b'emsa, v'shlishis b'tachtayna likricha. Vim shina lo ikev. V'oifan I say, gamkin kaseda, they'll bake it also kaseda. V'loinishbra achazmen, loichin oisam. And then Mishmur talks about over here also breaking it up. He says, you make a simen, but don't make a ois. Because the ois already will be meichik b'yantif if you break it. That's a good idea to remember when you're learning simen shin mem. Okay. Then simen tuf ayin vav is magim shenogel lechol tzlib leil pesach. Ichle magim shenogel shaloy lechol ein oichlin. That's why the meaning is not to eat basa tzli la pesach. So therefore, since with tzayla the bus of the zraya, we don't eat it by the seder. Even though we brought down the minig from the gra to eat the beitza by the seder, but not the basa. Rama brings the minig really. Hagod noigim b'ksasukayim zlecha b'suda. Beitz zechla velos, v'nirali atam ishum shalel tishabav. Ah, so the Rama brings down Eidin. Nikva b'lel Pesach. V'oid zechla chorbin, shem akriven karbin Pesach. V'yesh noegin, shaloy lechol shum tibo b'lel rak beis tibolim shayisim b'seder.
What did you say?
By Shulchan Aruch. There's
only roasted meat brown.
Right, only roasted meat. Now, any meat which is baked or cooked with any amount of liquid, if there's liquid in the, let's say you're roasting it, but you put liquid in the pot, then that's already fine. That's fine. Okay? Then we have
you drink more wine during the shacharach.
Yeah. During shacharach, you drink as much as wine. Be careful not to get drunk from it, but you could.
Could you get drunk?
No. And be careful not to eat too much because you need to eat the afikayim and it can't be achilas gasa. And again, we saw the Rama earlier that people do aseba, that there's an Indian to do aseba by Shulchan Aruch. However, nowadays we aseba is batsim not so comfortable, so it's enough with the mitzvah doing it, but I don't think you have to force yourself to. That's tough ayin zayin. La'ach gemar kol suda oichlu mi matzah shmura v'abtafi koymin yifra matzah shmura tachas ha-mapa kezayis kol echad zeichel ha-pesach ha-nechal ha-seiva v'ichlenu ba-seiva v'lo yivar chalof. One second. Mechava also knew what you're saying, right? So the mishmur brings down olachatchilo toiv shikach shnei zeisim mi me'ikra din, one zeis is enough. However, it's toiv to take two zeisim, echad zeichel pesach, echad zeichel matzah nechelas imay. Again, to mekayim this, you could take two small zeisim, which will equal one big zeis.
A quarter
is enough. No, that's one zeis.
You rely on the
if you need to, you could rely on that sheet that we mentioned yesterday that it's even a small amount with merol diskin with one matzah you mekayim. As much as you want. We said over yesterday, Rav Yaakov Bloy said that his grandmother baked in the bakery of the Mount Old Diskin. And one day, this person, Rav Yaakov Bliss, I think the name was, came in, and the Mount Old Diskin gave him a matzah and told him, this is enough for all your kazaisim, your wife, and your family. So obviously, he went with the shita there, because ice is like an olive on a tree. Okay. Anyway, So we have.
It was a matzah, it was a standard size matzah.
Chayra, even if it was a little bigger, but how much bigger?
Yeah,
So the Mishmur says Chatzchila, you should take two Zaysim. One Zaychel Pesach, one Zaychel Matzah, and a Chelesimoy. That's a Chatzchila, but again, if someone can't do it, then not. Then we have over here, the Mechaber says that you should be zor to eat it before chatzos. Now the Mishnah Brura brings down shekim shu zeichel pesach tzarich loichel bizman pesach. A pesach in nechal ela ar chatzos. The koshkin kzayis rishish and varchal aval chiz matzo. The first kzayis for sure should be shlel achrei ad chatzos ubidyevin im icher. Mustabkin rishonim yotzi de chavasi. Vakein yechlan uvlo yivarchal. The first kzayis. First kzayis by achilas matzo. Should be vegan mora avshu drabon and yizor loch lekodem chatzos. You should be careful to eat that before chatzos, and if you push it off, you should eat it without a bracha. Now, and therefore he goes into what happens if someone, whatever happened that was late, and he didn't start saying that God until close to chatzos. What should he do? Now the bir halacha is ma'irich on this v'heizoyer before chatzos. The bir halacha talks about it. And he explains that he goes into the Gemara, Machlokes Rav Lozer and Zayin Rav Kiva, and we know the eights of the Avni Nezin in Rechaim's Shin Pei Aleph Hey, that he wanted to make a Tanai. The Tanai was, he says like this, even though we pass in Eim Aftir Acha Pesach Afikoymin, right? The halach is they're not supposed to eat after the Afikoymin, not supposed to eat in order that the taste of the Pesach will remain in your mouth. Says, however, according to Mandama, the Ein Pesach Nechal Al Chatzos, there's no issa to eat after Chatzos, right? There's no issa to eat after Chatzos. There's no chiv that the taste of the matzah should remain in your mouth, except during the Zman Matzah, not afterwards. So if the Zman of the matzah is until Chatzos, it's until Chatzos. So therefore he says, someone sees this getting close to Chatzos, he didn't eat the Afikayim, he should eat a Kazayas Matzah tonight. If the Halach is like Rav Lozer and Zaya, so then this Kazayas Nami now should be the Shem Afikayim. And then it will be mutter for you after Chatzos to eat more. If the halacha is like Rav Kiva, so then I could still eat the Afikayim all night. So then I'll be eating the Afikayim after Chatzos. And then after the Suda, you eat another Kezayas and you yotze Marm Shachas. If the halacha is like Rav Zayah, you yotze the Afikayim with the first eating. If the halacha is like Rav Kiva, you yotze with the second one. Agabano over there himself, he discusses it and... But Moshe Feinstein in one of the chavers of the Amat Torah, a chaver Zayin Ram Zayin, and Igris Moshe Chalei Yisrael Amchetz, he's ma'arich to be matchadi, Avin and Ezra for many reasons. In the Haggadah's base bris, they bring that the bris grove is Meshabech, the Avin and Ezra. The Mekroi Kosh says Rav Chaim relied on it. I got a bunch of different back and forths about it. So if one does not need to be semichan, they shouldn't. But then take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'yak the matzah should gam halal yikra kano chatzais." Even halal should be before chatzais. Ramah.
What time did Dama then?
What time? Dama.
Worse than what? What time is Shkia? It's late. That's the difference.
Yeah.
There.
Okay. If you don't waste time, it's not so straight.
Oh, nice.
So you do all that afterwards. You're anyways up all night.
Exactly.
Right, where are you going to sleep?
My kids are
going to sleep. The Raisa, your kids, the Raisa, they'll take a nap during the day. They'll be up. They'll be excited. You get them so excited, they'll be up all night with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Maisa, the Svarim bring down, big and yonim, but not speaking Svarim, but Talim, in the middle of the Suda, because it's in the middle of Halal. It's a chedek from the halal, and there's a mitzvah of simchas bas of yayin. If you look at the Rashi, it talks about yidei yayin yotza, yidei cheres, different gear sites in the Gemara there, but Rashi learns yayin, is talking about simchas yontif, you mekayim that also. There's a, okay, now just to end off, in tov ayin ches. Oh, that one should try to do, the meaning is to try to eat the afikayim for chetzais. For some reason, halal we're not so makbid on. And why? Because the reason for halal is because halal is the din in the kaisis, and the girl learns that you should do because it's a din in the kais, and the dal kais is the tali in the matzah, and that has to be all before chatzis. If you have no choice, yeah, it's better than nothing.
shouldn't shaf lachatz.
Right. Don't make lachatz. Try to plan it out in the beginning, that you're ready to start on time, and be prepared. Part of being prepared is being able to work it out that you'll make a bechatz.
You just by doing shalach,
the tonight is by mitzi matzah. With the first achilas matzah, yeah.
During the suda.
What?
But it was matzah during the suda. Amazing.
Then I'm eating matzah during the suda. Right. So that's doing matzah. You're right, 100% right.
Then you start
to
wait
till after. Right. That's right. That's right. Right. No, but you can't eat the rest of shochet
after chatzos. You see 5 minutes to go after chatzos. So once you do it 5 minutes early, you have to wait another 6 minutes to start eating again because then you're mevatel.
Right, now we have an issue with Tov Ayin Ches. Oh, this is important. Halach and Tov Ayin Zayin Sebeis. Im shachach v'le'ochel afikoymen. V'le'nizka ad she'notel yodav v'sham ha'avlam v'nivrach. So normally, what do we say? You gotta wash again. You gotta make hamaitzi again. Oichel afikoymen v'le'berchas hamaitzi. Why? Says Taisvis. Taisvis, because today... Ataka the Rachmana Samchinan. You're not a Yon Taylor, you're not a Balabas to decide when the meal is over. Ataka the Rachmana Samchinan. They ain't Tali Bedaitai. That's what the Kaim Rotz in Hashem. You're Ever Hashem tonight. That's the Yisrael of the night. Ataka the Rachmana. You want to eat? You got to wait. There's Maggid first. First, eat your dried matzah and your mara. Then you get to the Suda. There's a Seda Dvarim over here. Yeah, at the table of the Rav Shlom, you're not a balabas. Okay, then we have Tavayin Ches, Acha Afikoyim Ein Lechol Shum Dover. If the Afikoyim, you should not eat anything. Hagov Leichlenu B'Shnei Mekoyimais Le'odav Me'elim. Fine. So, there's a din of if the Afikoyim not to eat. Not to eat something, to leave the taste of the Afikoyim in your mouth. Even though we're going to be drinking two more Kaisais, but still, it's a mitzvah that the taste of the last thing you ate should be the afikoymen.
What?
I didn't talk about drinking. It was eating.
Anything.
Don't you think the mechav also knew about people that want to drink? I can't say zochar shomer at the same time either. No. So acha afikoymen ein lechol shom dov. Okay. Now that's in Tavayin Ches. Now you're drinking the two kaisers. Now in Tav Pei Aleph, the Mechaber says, in Tav Pei Aleph, he says, because you want to jump to that, but I have to get back to Tav Ayin Tes. So in Tav Pei Aleph, he says, Acha Arba Kaisais, after the four Kaisais, Ein Rashi Lishtais Yayin El Mayin. The Mechaber says you can drink only water. Haga V'chol Amashkin Dinan Ki Yayin. Omishu Istinis Oitav Harbe Lishtais Yoch Lishtais Kais Chamishi V'yerma Lov Hala Agaba. Now, in the Rishayim, there are a few different reasons, like three, four different reasons why one's not supposed to drink after the four kaisais. Near kemaisaval kaisais might take away the taste of the afkaimen, or shemi shtaker, maybe get drunk and you won't say halo correctly. Alkopan, the bottom line is, and there are enough means between all the reasons, take a look at the Mishmura. The Mishmura says, Mikomokim kosva achreinim, the ingbar vasa, ginger ale maybe, vuodin tea, or apple drink, vieshikosu gam lekris, mutsu de ze enim vato tam matza, uchmaye ba'amahu. Vine after the chatchila, nochin lahachme b'chol dava, shem vato tam matza, beetzel chatchila, one should be machme on all drinks. Komagim v'magim tzarech gadol yesh lisvech asvar rishayna lahatel leilishtais shar mashkin she'in mishakrin v'frapalo she'ini bevada yesh lahokol b'shar mashkin she'in mishakrin. So bottom line is that water, if one needs to drink water, they can drink water. However, to drink other drinks, if they don't need to, they should not. But if they do need to, then they can drink other drinks. And v'semech, as long as it's not a dava mishakar.
Drink coffee.
It's totally. If your whole coffee is Chama Medina, then you're not allowed to. If your whole coffee is not Chama Medina, then you'll be allowed to.
The
There's no kula in Dava, which is Meshaka, which is also Chama Medina, it's included in the also. As near Kemais of Alakaisis.
That's
Yesh Kastalay, what? Say that. If it helps you, then okay. That's a Tzarech Gadol. Okay, so now, good point. Now, Mayim Achayinim, so we mentioned, I'm sorry, right, what happened with Mayim Achayinim over here? Why doesn't it say we have Achayinim? If you take a look in the Yotze, so over there, Taka counts Mayim Achayinim. So Shlem Zalman said, that's totally, and what's the reason for Mayim Achayinim? If it's because of Melech's Daimis, Melech, on this night where there's no Chiv to eat Melech, because we don't dip in the Melech, as we saw in the Ramah, so therefore you don't need to do Mayim Achayinim. But if the reason that's Viskadish them, then Chayish B'chayiv in this night, also Mayim Achayinim. And the like Yeshua brings down, the attack of the Truman Sedesh was Noik, Davke Lo Pesach, to wash the hands and not the rest of the year. Anyway, so a tough Ayin test, we have Achach Moizin Le Koy Shlishi, Mvachin Lo Berech HaSamozoin, Mvachin Lo Berech HaSamozoin, Mvachin Lo Berech HaSeba, Vlei Vrach Achrov, between third and fourth guys shouldn't drink, because no one normally drinks then, so you would have to make a new brach, which would be run into a problem near Kabaisa al Kaisais. Hagomio Kaislishi Achalishnis Kam Pamim Vakom Machashish the Achas until you finish that Kais. Mitzvah Lachzach Haziman. There's a special mitzvah, Lel Pesach, to have a Zimun. What's interesting over here is that we say that the Baal Bayis should be in the Mezami, because Toiv Ayin Hu Yivarech. To have a zimun also for by halo to say it together, and the Gadol says haydu ha'ana v'chem einim achrav v'gadol yachlita in the katan rishus v'yachal tzarav the zimun l'ni halo fine. V'naga shabal bayis v'varch berchas amazim l'opes shenem toiv ayin hu yivarech v'hu mikri toiv ayin because he said kodich ben yesu v'yechal. So even though you fear zuchin as epis abalvas, but you're not the abalvas. That's all he said. Okay. Tough pay, kaiser vi maschal leilanu v'goyim alav is a halal v'ein oimi alucha eloim aachet gemar halal halal gadol shuvayid. There's different schoys and different agadas went to say the bracha over there. Take a look at your agada, and then you make a bari prig often on the fourth guys over here. There's inyan to drink the full revias so they can make a bracha chorne. Anyone who is not able to drink the full revias could drink Mali Lugma, which is Rav revias, but they should have someone else be mighty them with the bracha achrayna. Then there's the Shvecha Mascha, and then we have that's the Halal, and then Nirtza. Nirtza, we end off the Haggadah with Nirtza, which has in it Echa Miyadea. Because that's the goal of the Haggadah, is the climax of the Haggadah, is that should be Ragel. When someone says to you one, the first thing you think of is Elokeinu, Shem Shemayim. When someone says the number two to you, oh, it was two, Luchais. By that point, right, this is the way your mind should be working. Chagadya, the Zavin Abed, the whole story over there is Bashit. Everything that happens in our life, every step in our life, this is because something else happened. Because this happened, so therefore that had to happen. There's a sequence, there's a plan for everything. Which is the mitzvah of Hashem Kecha Sheitzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, as we spoke about yesterday, and Chayev Adam Tav Pei Aleph Sif Beis Chayev Adam Lasik Bilchus Pesach Bilchus Pesach Vitzis Mitzrayim L'Sapim Nisim Floish Osa Kosh Baruch Lavzin Ad Shetechatfenu Shina. What's the chayev until? What's the shear? Shetechatfenu Shina. So you can't count. What? So you have a kind of mitzvah. Kol Mabe. There's a shear to the Kol Mabe.
Can I ask two questions quickly? Then you go to the airport. Question number one is, should I buy chametz now in order to